You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, folks. We are back for Act Two on this Friday night in beautiful downtown Green Bay. My guest at the moment in studio here is Mr. Daniel Wheeler, a local artist and filmmaker and actor. We will be back with Daniel in just a moment. But right now, I want to repeat our question of the night, folks. What is your favorite Keanu Reeves movie? Neo turns 61 this week. And I'm going to ask Daniel about The Matrix, too, because I felt like I saw it recently. I don't know that it held up. I loved it when I saw it. And I know it's got a huge following of fans. So we'll discuss that in a couple of minutes, too, with our guest, Daniel Wheeler. Terry Barr is here tonight, folks, at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday Night. Terry is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX Saturday nights from 6 to 9 p.m. She's a contributor to New Wisco Weekend and the Civic Media website, and she is outstanding. So she'll be here at 7:35. And what else did we do? We talked about idiots who first of all, use the word retarded kind of classlessly.
Yeah.
And then misspell it.
Yeah. Terrible.
R-E-T-A-R-T-E-D. How do they even set up a Twitter account?
They misspell their own name and...
Probably. Well, they don't. No, nobody on Twitter uses their own name. They don't use their own picture. Yeah, they don't use their own name. And they're very gutsy when they hide behind an avatar. So we talked about all of that kind of stuff, folks. We're having fun here on a Friday night. Wuthering Heights is out. It's not out. I'm sorry. It's coming out. But the trailer, people are calling it softcore porn. And you know who did it, Conrad? Saltburn.
The guy behind
Emerald Fennell. Yeah. The woman behind Saltburn. She did a new iteration of Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights, and they're calling it, it's like a Cinemax movie, basically. So, interesting choice.
Will there be a bathtub scene?
We can only hope.
Yeah.
I think it'll probably get more viewers, because honestly, who's going to go see a remade 1847 classic? I mean, there are a lot of people will, but if it's going wide into the movie theater, I think you got to spice it up.
Yeah.
You will?
Just no bathtubs. Okay, our question of the night, as I mentioned, what is your favorite Keanu Reeves movie? Eliza, this is interesting. Eliza, who works here at WGBW, dropped us a stream comment. She said, when I say not all men, I mean Keanu Reeves. That's how much women love this guy, too. But he's one of those guys like him because he's just cool, and women like him, too. And then Craig Kinnett, who was on the show recently and is a pal of Daniel's here, our guest, said Daniel Wheeler is too talented. His projects are always inspiring and worthy of awe. Oh, that's no small praise. How do you feel about that?
Nice. I shrink away from too much spotlight, though. But thank you, Craig.
I will keep the compliments to a minimum, Daniel, knowing that. So it's great to have you here, buddy. Daniel Wheeler is my guest. He is. He can be seen in a film called Daniel Needs to Leave. A short film that is this the premiere tomorrow at the Milwaukee?
It is.
Okay. And what's the film festival? It's the Milwaukee Shorts.
The Milwaukee International
Film Festival. Short Film Festival. Okay. Yeah. And it's tomorrow at 4:15 at the Avalon Atmospheric, a block of short films. And I highly recommend checking it out. Like I said, the poster looks hilarious. You just look like... You look like you're annoying people.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think about it that way. It's like, Daniel needs to leave. Yeah.
Daniel must go.
I guess
go.
That's how you stress the need, right? Yeah.
So you were here last time talking about The Last Witch in Wisconsin. You guys are in the middle of a festival run. How is that going? And can people see that one yet?
It's winding down. I mean, it's almost been a year since I was here with that. It is playing at the Sawdust Film Festival.
City, okay.
Yes, Sawdust City in Oshkosh, and now the date is escaping me. I feel bad about that. But, it is going to be part of the shorts there, and that's at the Time Cinema in Oshkosh. So, yeah, look up Sawdust City.
All right.
Fear Film Festival. Yeah. Probably right last on. Time I'll be there, I guess.
They're listening right now. Come on, say it. Spit it out. So do you think, and I don't mean to keep going back to the format of short films, but with people's attention spans being less and less, do you think there could be a bigger market for short, if people can find out how to package them? Because
right.
everything we're talking about tonight, I guarantee some of the listeners are going, I'd really like to watch that. Where can I?
Exactly.
I have to go to a film festival. I know sometimes they package them on Netflix or whatever, but not very often, not often right. enough, in my opinion. And when I do my PBS gig, I've seen so many great short films. Do you think they could kind of have a heyday coming up?
I feel like they definitely could. I'll see every now and then, and again, I'm not extensive on all the opportunities, but there are, I want to say it was Mubi, M-U-B-I,
yeah.
maybe? Yeah, that there are these kind of independent startups that are trying to focus in on, you know, shorts. And yeah, I mean, if there was a station where you could just kind of like watch a couple yeah. shorts and all that.
You got 15, 10 minutes yeah. before you got to go back to work, whatever it is. Right. Here, watch this short movie that won an award, you know, yeah. like, yeah.
And Shudder does it great with horror movies, you know, they,
okay, right.
they have their
right.
own. But that's, oh, I guess that's a TV station app too, right? But it's a big YouTube channel
yeah.
as well.
All right. So tell us, you said you're working on a feature film. I know mm-hmm. you did something called Shadows of Bigfoot. I saw on IMDb. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the feature. What's the Bigfoot feature?
So yeah, what I want to do is work on a feature, and it's called My Brother and Bigfoot. And 15 years ago, I did a bunch of skits for Funny or Die, and it was called The Bigfoot Hunter. And I play this comical Bigfoot hunter. And I shot it in High Cliff and with just a camera walking around in the woods. So that's 15 years ago. And what I'd like to do is now make it a mockumentary. So imagine Napoleon Dynamite meets a Christopher Guest best of show kind of situation. So, and I'm being interviewed now, you know, Whitebeard Daniel is the brother of Jonathan Thatcher, the Bigfoot hunter who goes missing at the end of that. So I'm going to intersplice some of the found footage from Jonathan.
Nice.
As I'm being interviewed and talking about my brother. And so it's going to have a nice arc. It's going to have some real absurdist kind of humor, but it's going to, I want it to go from a lovable loser to, boy, this guy's got heart, to, you know, a brother that kind of reconnects with his, you know, estranged brother.
Okay.
In the end. So, you know, laughter, but with heart. Kind of like believe, Napoleon Dynamite.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I don't. Okay. I really want to, though. That is, and that kind of goes with like the voice in the vessel. I would love to, you know, be religious, to believe in something bigger than myself. And I'm so, you know, like stuck on earth.
It just doesn't get any better than you.
Oh, man. It's, yeah, I just,
No, I get it, though.
I envy that. I envy people that have a faith. I wish I did, but there's something, I don't know if it's the cynical side of me or something. But...
Conrad, there's a reason I asked Daniel here tonight. We think you need to go back to church.
Okay.
Take a memo.
I've been tucking a memo for a while.
Yeah, well, you should have some built up over yeah. there. You got a lot of paper, a lot of scratch paper over there. I feel that way, too, about Bigfoot. Like, you know, I think we should all worship Bigfoot. No, I think Bigfoot, it would be cool if like all of a sudden there was news footage. Yeah. Look at this thing. It exists. But I wouldn't want to be the guy in the woods
right.
that came face to face or whatever.
And I almost don't want if it, you know, to be discovered. I mean, for me, I think people's love for it. When I first saw it, it was the In Search of 70s.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, my God, that scared me because I was a little kid. But it's, I think in this modern world, and the more modern we get, the more we want to believe there are things that are not, all the answers aren't out there.
Yeah.
There's still mystery left in the world. And so we're rooting for, you know, this humanoid ape to keep hiding behind the trees. And yeah, so, but no, I don't believe, but the hoax is performance art on its own.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, however you feel about the Patterson film, you know, if that
What is that? What is the passage?
That's the famous one of the Bigfoot walking
into
away.
The woods. Yeah, okay.
in the marsh there. You know, whether you believe that's real or not, you know, or the casts, you know, that are made of the footprints and all that. And, you know, sometimes you find out, okay, the Loch Ness Monster, the famous, you know, neck out of the water was not, it was a fake, you know.
It's like a stick or something.
Yeah, right? somebody made that. But man, I love the hoax of it too. There's so many of those examples, like the Cottingley fairies, that these three little girls took photos of these paper fairies interacting with them, glass plate photography, so old, and it was so realistic that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, even, you know, a fan of the occult, thought they were real. So,
all right, I want to ask you, Conrad, let's play that clip. We're going to switch here to Keanu Reeves, because he celebrated his 61st birthday. I know you saw The Matrix. Let's play this great Keanu Reeves clip from an interview, and then we'll discuss.
I don't know. I was having dinner at a friend's house, this director, and he had some kids, and there was like a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 17-year-old, and they hadn't seen the film The Matrix. And so the director's like, well, why don't you just tell them it's about? So I start to say, well, there's this guy who's in a kind of virtual world, and he finds out that there's a real world, and he's really questioning what's real and not real, and he really wants to know what's real. And the young girl was like, why? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, who cares if it's real? Mm. And I was like, what, you don't care if it's real? And she was like, no, it's awesome.
You think it's awesome?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, it's awesome.
What do you say? Like, what do you say about a kid that doesn't care if the Matrix is real or if there's real? That's just reality, whatever it is to you, I guess. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Did you like The Matrix?
I did. Yeah. I did. And, you know, I think I would have chose, I can't remember the characters, but I would rather, you know, be in the Matrix eating that steak than on the scuzzy, you know.
No, but that was the real world. That was a real steak, right? That was why he sold out everybody else.
No, that
Joe Pantoliano.
Yeah, that was Matrix, right? That was, you know, the
was
real
a cyber
world.
Steak?
Yeah, I think it was all a fake steak where
because
he's like, at one point he's like, I know this isn't real, but I don't care.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Where the real world is, you know, the flying around trying to evade the, you know, the octopus monster.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, we've got about a minute left, and again, thank you for coming in. This is always fun to talk to you. What did you think about Weapons? You saw Weapons. And you're a horror guy. Thoughts? Yeah.
You know, I wanted to love it. It had a big buildup with, you know, a bidding war. And
great poster, too.
Yeah, great poster. I might have come in expecting too much and, you know, it got let down. But when I didn't know anything about was Bring Her Back. And that was a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, you said that too.
That has similar things to Weapons. There's a lead female who's kind of wacky, you know, crazy makeup and blue eyeshadow kind of thing. But man, Bring Her Back was solid and super sad, and you left just kind of gut wrenched.
Somebody else just told me that. I've got to check that out. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you,
my friend, for your time. Good luck with all your projects. Keep us posted, okay?
I will.
All right, Daniel Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back and read your text, and then we're doing Bar Band Friday Night on this Friday night edition of Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Hope you're having a great Friday. Hope you got a great weekend planned. Weather should be pretty decent, at least here in Northeast Wisconsin, not warm. I did see next week is supposed to be warmer, so we can get maybe one more beach day in or something. for this fair-skinned fellow.
It said 70, so yeah. I'm hoping to get it. You know, 75-ish. One more time, 80-ish, one more time.
So
that'd be cool.
Go do some cannonballs or something. Do you go to the beach around here?
No.
No?
I'm not a beach person.
Do they have beaches in Green Bay?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Bay Beach? I would assume there's a beach there, right?
Yeah, it's called a beach, so you'd hope.
I would assume there's a beach, and it's on a bay. Folks, our question of the night, in honor of Keanu Reeves' 61st birthday, is what is your favorite Keanu Reeves movie? And we've got some great, great suggestions so far. John said, we read John's. Where are we at here, Con? Melissa from Willie Street. Yes, Point Break. We read Tyler. John also says he is Gary Oldman. He is Gary Oldman good within his roles. Great character actor skills and not into Scientology. Whew. Okay. Did I pronounce whew? How would you say that word? It's W-H-E-W.
Whew.
Hew.
Whew. I don't know. Make a sound effect out of it.
I don't have to read everything, right?
No,
I can skip that one. I don't want to embarrass myself. Steve from Florida. Conrad's dad says, Paula and I were coming back on the Key West Ferry yesterday into Fort Myers, and they had Point Break on as our cinema movie. By far, my favorite Keanu Reeves movie, also starring Patrick Swayze and Gary Busey. Yeah, that was a good one. I liked it. They remade that, right? What was the... I thought they just
not
remade
sure.
that. I don't know. We'll have to go to the Google for that. Melissa on Willie Street in the 608 says, loved Bill and Ted when I was a kid. It was hard to rewatch recently. It reminded me too much of high school. So that's weird because some people love a trip down memory lane like that. I could go either way. Like, I love Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but I'm kind of with you, Melissa. I don't know that I would totally get into Bill and Ted again. But when it came out, I loved it. John from Madison says, always makes it easier to appreciate. What is John talking about there, Ken?
Not sure.
John sends so many texts. I think sometimes he'll send one, and then there'll be four texts, and then we'll get another one from John referring to his previous one.
He's talking that Gary Oldman good with his roles, so it's easier to appreciate him.
That's fair. And John, here's John's big text. He says, Tom Cruise is great always, but tainted by his stupidity, Scientology, ridiculousness. Can't. Listen, I would never be a Scientologist. I know I've heard a lot of weird stuff. I don't know. Could you credit Scientology with some of his success, though? Maybe. Supposedly, he is Mr. Discipline. Like, he does not miss a workout. He does not miss a rehearsal. He is disciplined like you've never seen. And that makes sense because he's ultra successful. He and I have a lot in common.
Well,
Monica from... I just want... My daughter says that all the time. Every time I say something, even when I'm kidding, she'll go,
it's not followed by anything. It's just... That's the point you're making right there. It's just,
And it never gets old. And when I say that, I mean it always gets old. Monica from Mount Horeb says, looked up a list, forgot about The Whole Truth, but I liked it. I have not seen that, Monica. Another Keanu Reeves movie, The Whole Truth. We'll have to go to the Google for that one, too. All right, keep those texts coming, folks. It's not too late to get in on the fun. What is your favorite Keanu Reeves movie? All right, I have to play this clip because I love Norm MacDonald. It's so funny. And I've been sitting on this clip all week, and I got to get it out there, Con. So this is Norm MacDonald talking about the death of the crocodile hunter, like only Norm can.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
You're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think... I don't know, people call me, man, they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter.
Please don't make me laugh at this.
He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter.
That's not...
And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so, you know, You know, the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? you don't even want to know, man. please don't do this anymore. This is Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother... He was Tommy with a stick. I could eat him and his kid. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only a thousand times.
Here's more stuff I think that's interesting about Keanu Reeves. He was in a 1983 Coca-Cola commercial, played like a skateboarder.
Oh, I thought it was going to be one with a polar bear.
What's it? Oh, no. He did not play a polar bear. It says after his travel plans got disrupted in 2019, Reeves boarded a bus with his fellow travelers and played music for them. Now, that could go either way. Like, on the one hand, it's probably cool Keanu Reeves is playing music. On the other hand, how long do you humor this guy if his music is terrible? He seems like a good guy, but that doesn't mean he's a... Keanu Reeves is on record also as saying he doesn't believe William Shakespeare wrote his own works. That's not the first time we've heard that. A lot of people think there were contributors to the myth that is William Shakespeare, Christopher Marlowe being one of them. Keanu Reeves passed on Speed 2 to play the title character in Shakespeare's Hamlet in Winnipeg, Canada. That's a guy with a lot of money that can do that. All right, when we come back, folks, it is Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back. All right. I realize, like, I love Bar Band Friday on its own, but it's really cool. This is how we head into our weekend with great music every week. Thanks to our friend. You know her. You love her. She is my Civic Media colleague and the co-host of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX, which you can hear every Saturday night in the Madison area or on the app from 6 to 9 p.m. She is a new Wisco Weekend contributor and does so much here at Civic Media. She is our friend and our partner on Barman Friday Night, Miss Terry Barr. Hello, Terry.
Hello, Pete and Conrad and everyone listening. How is everybody?
We are doing great. I can't speak for Conrad, but I will. He's doing very well. And no, it's a great night here. Where are you? You're on the phone tonight. Does that mean you're out and about?
Yeah, we tried to do the stream, but unfortunately, I don't think the video and the Wi-Fi were matching strong enough. So, yes, I am on the phone. I am coming to you from the Burr Oak in Madison.
Nice.
Yes, because we are about to see Greg Koch take the stage at 8 o'clock, and he is going to rock out. Now, he is not from Wisconsin and is on a huge tour of the Midwest,
okay.
Kind of a blues guy, and I've never seen him before, so we're really excited to check out his bluesy music.
That's supposed to be. I've never been to the Burr Oak. I've heard it's like this amazing venue, though.
It's fabulous. It's very cozy. It's more of a listening kind of room, which I really enjoy because people want to hear the music.
Right.
And there's not a lot of talking during the show, which, you know, sometimes you get so many people yelling over the top of each other, you can't hear the music.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's good. It's a great way to start the weekend right there.
Yes.
Hey, our question of the night, Terry, we're kind of celebrating a little bit or discussing Keanu Reeves because he turned 61 this week. Do you have a favorite Keanu Reeves movie?
What was the best one?
Speed.
Yes.
Great choice. A lot of people have said Speed, and I agree. I love Speed. It's great.
He's just a goof in it. Even though he's all trying to be serious, he just really is not serious.
You know what I kind of like about him, too, like in the 90s when it was all these, like, steroid heroes, and it just gets so lame after a while. And Keanu Reeves, Matt Damon in the Bourne films, you know, they're just, like, regular guys, you know, and that's the kind of hero I like in a movie, I think.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
That is perfect. Yep.
Just because I've been taking steroids for 30 years and I haven't seen a lick of improvement on any level, Terry.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Hey, let's start with, should we start with Marta Hansen tonight?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I know we've featured her. Oh, she's so terrific. And we have featured her on your show in the past. And
yeah.
I think, you've had her visit. For anybody who doesn't know, Marta is really spectacular. She's a wife. She's a musician. She is one of the few women that tunes pianos for a living, which I think is amazing.
So cool.
Yes, but she takes her role as a mom very seriously. And so she's been using her voice, and she wrote a song about safety at schools. It's called Bang Bang, so you can imagine what it's about.
Yeah.
Yep. But what she did recently was turn the song into a video, and just because everybody's back in school, she is about to release it now. And
wow.
It's going to be premiering at a show that she is holding next Saturday, September 13th, at the Beer Rock in Madison. But now the thing she really hopes she can do with this song is to take it around to all other venues. And even if schools want her to come and share this video and talk about why she is such a strong belief in trying to stop this. She's joined Moms Demand Action, a very big group. They're across the country. And resources from Moms Demand Action will be at her show, along with a bunch of other people that are trying to make a difference when it comes to keeping our schools safe. So that's what this is all about.
It's so sad that people have to write songs that, like, we can't do anything about it because
right.
of a certain segment of our population. But, like, you know, we shouldn't have to write songs about this.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And she said to me directly, I felt like this is all I could do. I had to
yeah.
write a song. That's my voice. And I think she is feeling emboldened because people are listening to the song.
Yeah.
And now putting it to video is going to be incredible.
I agree. Well, that's exciting. Let's hear the song. It's a haunting song.
It is.
It's called Bang Bang, and it's by Marta Hansen. She is a Nightlight veteran and certainly a Max Inc. She's been on your show several times, I know, as well,
yes.
Terry. So here is Bang Bang on a Bar Band Friday Night from Marta Hansen.
Closer.
It hits, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. She's great. Yeah. She has so much heart in her voice. Like, I remember
she
her song.
Really does.
Yeah, The Last, I think it was called, was the first song you brought us probably well over a year ago. And I played that over and over. Like, I just love the song. And then I had her on the show. She came into the studio at Madison and performed, and she was outstanding.
Yeah. She is working on a new album, so you'll be happy to know that.
Yeah, I am. That's really cool.
And again, the show is at Beer Rock in Madison on Saturday, September 13th. And you can find more at Marta, M-A-R-T-A, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, music.com.
All right, cool. And she give her a follow on Facebook, too, folks. She's great.
Yes.
Or stop by the Piano Gal shop. If you have a piano that needs tuning, run it right into the piano tuning shop, right?
I love that. Yes. Isn't that great? She's one of the few women tuning pianos.
That's outstanding.
She does the UW piano. So
oh, is that right?
She's good at what she does. Yes.
Oh, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get to our next artist, Terry, give us a quick mention. You did a great piece. If you're listening and you are close to your computer or your iPad or whatever, check out Terry's piece on Sputnik Fest. What a cool little festival, huh?
I didn't know anything about it, and I grew
oh,
up
really?
Outside of Green Bay. I worked in Green Bay for several years, and I could not believe I didn't know anything about it. But yes, Sputnik Fest is happening in Manitowoc tomorrow, and it starts early in the morning, goes till late at night. Dress up, find out more about when Sputnik crash landed in Manitowoc. It's the only piece of Sputnik in the world. And Pete, I know you did a great interview with the museum director.
Yeah, Greg Vadney.
He is hilarious.
He's great.
Yes.
I judged the costume contest last year, Terry.
Oh, you
and
did not.
Yes, I did. And Amanda Nimmer's son. Oh, I'm sure they would let, you know. This is, I mean, it's not like you get a signing bonus or anything. You have to give up a Saturday afternoon. But the fine people of Manitowoc are worth it, damn it.
we should do this together next year.
Oh, absolutely. That would be so much fun. And Amanda's son won an award last year. So people might have thought the fix was in, but it was all in the up and up.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
She is so creative. She's one of our civic media coworkers.
Social media.
And a friend.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so tell us about Mac O'Brien, Terry.
Well, okay, she has been a curiosity to me. She's young. She is from, she kind of says, from northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. But since she was in high school, she knew this is what she wanted to do. So as soon as she got out of high school, another one of those, she's like, I'm out. I'm going to Nashville. I'm going to see what I can do. And if it doesn't work in a couple of years, then I'll figure out my plan B. Well, this young lady just released, well, I shouldn't say, her third album isn't out yet. She just released a new song from the third album. And her second song from the new album is coming out. And it is the one we are going to premiere once again, Pete, on your show this evening.
You are the best. I this is so exciting. You've introduced me to Kaylin Cole, who pretty much premiered a song. And I know we did this last week, too. I am thrilled. So Mac O'Brien, this is the world premiere. Let's do this after. We got to do a short break. But I want to I thought this was a band, but her name is Mac O'Brien. That's so cool.
It is. She went by Mackenzie, but she's rebranded herself. And I can tell you all about that when we come back.
What are you? Has she been on Max Inc.?
Yes.
Okay.
And she will be on with us tomorrow night as well.
Outstanding. All right, cool. So when we come back, folks, is it a world premiere, Terry?
I would say yes. This is.
Okay.
No one else has this.
Oh, man, I love this. All right. I have the chills. Folks, don't leave. We're going to hear a world premiere of Mac O'Brien's song Cold Blooded on a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here, folks. What more do you want? It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't it make you feel sad? And you're going on a journey way into the land. And you start breaking down. Because you're under strain. And you're jumping on. Yes, you're jumping on a fast train.
You're listening to Civic Media.
Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, folks. We are rocking and rolling. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr is here. She's actually in Madison waiting to see a concert. This is what she does in her free time. She continues her research as a music lover, and she shares that knowledge with us. So is it starting to fill up there, Terry, at the Baroque?
Oh, it's packed. I think it's probably going to be a sold-out show. It's a sit-down show, which means listen to the music.
Yeah, right. That's excellent.
It's great.
All right, so
I'm at the Burr Oak, by the way, in case anyone was wondering.
I don't know if anybody wants to make last-second plans, head out to the So, all right. So we just learned about Mac O'Brien, a young up-and-comer. She's going to be on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night with Terry and Rocker, and we have her song. This is a world premiere, folks. So exciting.
It is.
Thank you, and by way of Terry Barr. So this is the world premiere of Mac O'Brien's Cold Blooded.
Got you in my head, even when I'm red. Burn every bridge, it's highly bad. As it gets, your demons dance with a silver tongue. Your medicine, you sell and don't cure anyone. But I love your lies like fire, pouring on the fuel that gets me high.
That is a really cool song.
That is radio ready.
What is that?
What is that? Played it on the radio, but it is ready, isn't it?
What is that instrument? That is it? Just a fiddle, or not a fiddle, but like a banjo?
A ukulele.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, she moved to Nashville from Southern Wisconsin, Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
And has partnered now with some of the best studio musicians and writers. And it's working for her. This is her third album, Pete. Wow. But she decided to take it back to how she feels rather than country pop. She considers this country alt rock.
That and is fantastic.
It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Thank you, Terry. If you want to hear more of Mac O'Brien, listen to Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night on WMDX or on the Civic Media app from 6 to 9. And you can learn more about Mac O'Brien. Really outstanding stuff, my friend, as usual. Thank you so much. Party safely tonight. And have a great time at Sputnik Fest, Terry. You're all over the place.
Thank you, Pete. You happy got weekend, it. Everyone.
All right. That's Terry Barr. Thanks so much. Boy, that was, I love that song. Two great songs tonight.
I could hear that song like being a theme for like a NASCAR race or like a MMA event.
Or something cool.
Yeah. NASCAR is cool. Come on, man.
Okay.
Another left turn.
No. It's cool when Will Ferrell does it. you just sent that to me in a message. All right, cool, folks. So we got a couple texts here we got to get through. Where am I at here? Where are my texts? There we go. Bridget from the 818 just texted and said her favorite Keanu Reeves movie is A Walk in the Clouds. Very sweet movie, she says. Thank you, Bridget. That is it. I saw that years ago. John Murray says, love to Terry Barr. You are awesome. I wish I would have seen that. That's a great, I agree though, John, and we will relay that message. Melissa on Willie Street says, this band sounds amazing. How many members? It's just her. I mean, I'm sure she has backup, but she's a solo artist, Melissa. Head down to the Burr Oak. You guys are in Madison. Go check it out. On Monday, folks, got a great show here tonight. Rocker will be here, Terry's colleague, talking about a really cool charity event. And then Wendy Lobel, a filmmaker who made a film called The Anxiety Club about how comedians deal with anxiety, that's premiering at the Green Bay Film Festival. Next week, I will be introducing it. So come on by and have a great weekend, everybody. My thanks to Daniel Wheeler, Terry Barr, Conrad Krieger, and all your texts and calls. Another fun night here at Nightlight. We will be back on Monday to do it all again on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.